Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
5, 4.
Still on a high from promotion in their best season yet, Harrogate Town Football Club are now looking forward to the beginning of a new one, which will begin with a home game against Sutton United on 4th of August. Manager Simon Weaver explains how he's feeling and how the team are preparing.
Optimistic, and it's something that we've all worked towards, you know, getting that promotion last year, but that's gone now and we have to concentrate on a league campaign at a new level, and it's all very exciting, but you know, we've got to get points on the board and enjoy it and relish the challenge.
So what have you learnt from last season that you think is going to help you with what's coming up?
We know that we needed a bit more physicality in the team, a bit more muscle in the team at times last season, and perhaps we may even have won it if we had that bit more presence in both boxes. And we've added that, certainly with likes of Callum Howe, Kelvin Langmead, Jack Muldoon, and Aaron Williams, of course. You know, so they're all big, strong boys, and that added to the footballers that we've already got here. Hopefully we'll have a good chance of doing well this season.
Brilliant. And what's been involved in the prep? What's been the sort of major focus of the run-up to the new season?
To be honest, the fitness side, you know, it's been quite relentless for the players, and even this morning after a full 90 minutes on Saturday where we beat Bradford City, they've had a lot of running to do and a lot of powerful stride runs and 50 second runs, and their times have gone through the roof, you know, from compared to last year, even compared to the start of pre-season. So in a short space of time, the lads have acted professionally and been very dedicated and stuck to their fitness schedule to a man, so I'm very proud of them.
Fantastic. Well, I'll go and grab some of the players and talk to them a bit about how they think it's all going. Simon, thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Playing right back for Harrogate Town, Ryan Fallowfield is counting down with under 2 weeks to go until the first game of the new season, and I asked whether any particular opponents are standing out to him.
I think every team that we play is going to be a challenge, because obviously it's a new league for us, so I think there's obviously big ones in there like Chesterfield who've just come down, and Barnet, and obviously you've got your big ones like Leighton Orient and stuff like that, but I think every single game's just going to be a test for us, and I think we'll do alright.
Next up, centre-half Callum Howe.
Personally for me, I want to play as many games as I can myself, and then for the team we just want to finish as high up the league as we can, I think. Obviously coming up into the league it's a step up for the club, but I feel like with the squad and our pre-season's gone we can do well this year. So to be fair, we've been working really hard, we've done double sessions most days, and obviously different types of running, and now we're starting to, the last week or so we've been starting to work on tactics and stuff like that going into the season. So
brilliant. Feeling confident?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, we've done well in all the friendlies so far, and training's been bright and sharp, so yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Now, scoring goals might be the aim of the game, but it's the defence that holds Harrogate Town steady against the opposing team. Introducing Phil Priestley, the goalkeeping coach, who explains how he's been working with the keepers.
Worked hard, the short and sharp stuff, work across the box, work with the back four, five, whichever we play, and work with the shape. Get them fit, basically, get their hands and eyes in order, get them seeing the flight of the ball, judging the flight of the ball, and sharpness.
What makes for a good goalkeeper then, if anyone out there is an aspiring goalkeeper?
The way the game's changed now, you've got to be able to play. Ball at your feet, in belly, we've got a great footballer. Thinks he's probably one of the best centre midfielders we've got as well. Get the ball out from the back, get it down and play. Good hands and good organisation.
Brilliant. And how are you feeling about the upcoming season then?
Looking forward to it. It was great last season when we finished winning the playoff final, but we're back to business again now. We start again. New challenge for us, and we're all up for it.
What do you think being in the new league is going to bring?
Different opposition. Different trips. We've got a few trips down London, a little bit further travelling, a bit more organisation needed on and off the field. But yeah, it's a big, massive challenge for everyone.
So I'm standing with Rachel Davis, who is the physio for Harrogate Town Football Club. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya.
So how are you feeling about the season ahead from the physio side of things? I've spoken to some of the coaches and some of the players. How are they looking fitness-wise?
Yeah, really positive. They've had a hard pre-season. It's been tough, but you know, they'll massively benefit. The sessions have, you know, they've been a lot of running sessions, they've done a lot of ball work, they've done a lot of fitness work, but you know, we're going to be fit for the start of the season and ready to go, really.
Brilliant. Do you think being in the new league is going to be a challenge?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's going to be a tough test. We know it is, but we want to go in, you know, into that season fighting fit with the best chance, you know, with the best group of players, really. So, we give ourselves a fighting chance.
Brilliant. And what's sort of the if you were going to give a key tip that you'd give to the players and other people looking to avoid injury, what is it?
Prehab's very important. So, you know, doing your foam rolling, doing your balance work, you know, your hamstring work before the your game, the glute band work. It just puts your body in a prime position to be able to then warm up properly and go into the game properly.
Next up, I grabbed Paul Thirlwell, the assistant head coach, who's been busy preparing the boys of Harrogate Town Football Club too.
Yeah, we're good, excited, looking forward to it. Had a good pre-season, thankfully, touch wood so far, we've stayed away from any serious injuries, which is the main thing. But yeah, lads, looking good. Good performance on Saturday, so yeah, really looking forward to it.
Good stuff. What are some of the key things that you've been testing the lads on before the season?
Well, I think fitness. I think getting everybody back up to speed to the levels we want to be at. They're a great bunch, fit. Obviously, great last year, and they've come back as fit as they can be. But obviously, we've had to put a few miles in their legs as well, with and without the ball. With the ball, you enjoy. Without it, they don't so much. But yeah, just getting prepared as best we can come Sutton at home the first game of the season. But yeah, they've been brilliant so far, and we've had some good results in pre-season, which is always good, and some good performances.
Excellent. So off the pitch then, what are some of the things they've been doing to prepare?
Off the pitch, well, just everything's sort of getting more and more in depth now. So just what they eat, which obviously we can monitor here, have the breakfast and the lunch here, and make sure they're weighed every week, and body fats and all the stuff where so there's no hiding place anymore, really. So, yeah. But like I said earlier, they're a great group of lads, and they're all in really good nick. So just all preparation, really. But we're good to go.
Huge thanks to all the staff and players. The new season for Harrogate Town kicks off next Saturday on 4th of August against Sutton United at the CNG Stadium on Wetherby Road in Harrogate. Good luck, lads.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.